paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
It's time now for our Noodaloo 2. Veronica, you said that you are not a you're not worried about germs per se.
Nope.
Elif says she kind of freaks her out a little bit. And this particular Noodaloo 2, I honestly think that everyone should buy one. Take a listen.
How dirty is your phone? 18 times dirtier than a public restroom. How do you like that for a fact? Yuck. Our new Noodaloo 2 this week, the phone soap charger, is the first and only cell phone charger that can actually sanitize your phone. Through their research, the founders of phone soap discovered that bacteria such as E. coli, MRSA, and the flu can be living on your phone. They also learned that 1 in 6 cell phones have fecal matter on them. I said it.
Gross!
Since phones are normally warm, they're a breeding ground for bacteria. Oh my gosh, I'm going to lose my breakfast. The phone soap charger kind of looks like something an electronic toothbrush would be stored in when you travel, or a man's razor. A nice little kit that holds your phone snugly. Inside there are 2 UVC lamps that help clean your phone. You close your phone inside the compartment and it works its magic. The UV lights will be on for 4 to 5 minutes and then they automatically shut off. The device is 6 inches by about 3 3/4 inches. So anything that fits within those dimensions can be put inside to be sanitized, whether you've got a case on your cell phone, or maybe you want to sanitize your keys or your earbuds. And like I said, it also charges your phone if you choose to put that in there. It has a USB charging port. The phone soap charger is available in black or white and retails for $65. You can buy it on Amazon.com or check it out on phonesoap.com. As usual, I'll put all this information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page at WGNRadio.com, also up on his Facebook page, and also up on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone, your clean iPhone, and vibe about it. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
It sounded like she did that recording in her bathroom.
It did.
Right?
It had a little echo.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what was going on there. This thing is awesome. So here's the thing. UVC lighting. Okay, so UVC lighting is used, has been used as an antibacterial forever. In HVAC systems, UVC lights are used in the airflow to capture and kill the air as it flows through. I have them on our very own furnaces at our house. They cost a fortune, the light bulbs to replace.
Mm-hmm.
But they really do work. And there, this particular phone soap, it's like a clamshell. So imagine a giant makeup compact, okay? But it's rectangular. You open the thing up, it has 2 little bulbs and a mirrored back panel on each one of these lights. You place your phone inside this clamshell. You close it. 5 minutes, turns on. The lights go on the entire phone. It kills everything on the phone. And doesn't harm your phone. And there's a video online where from the Discovery Channel, their scientists, they went to some lab to test this whole thing out. And they swabbed it all down, and they put the phone in this, and they swabbed it. 0 bacteria on this phone after 5 minutes.
You know why I could support this one, even though I don't worry about germs too much?
Yeah.
Show of hands. How many people take their phones into the bathroom?
I know.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this drives me crazy. I got off the airplane last night. And so I will not talk on the phone or do anything on the phone if I go into the bathroom. First of all, it drives me crazy how many people go to the bathroom and don't wash their hands.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I see men all the time going in there, doing their business, and just walking out the door. I'm like, what are you doing? And I'm like, don't touch your phone.
It takes 10 seconds, dude.
I mean, come on. Take a little soap and wash your hands, for crying out loud. And the other thing, too, is, Veronica, it bothers me when men don't put the toilet seat down.
Oh, yeah.
Really bothers me.
Yeah.
So, anyway, there's a guy taking care of business at 9 o'clock at night at O'Hare, talking on the phone while he's taking care of his business. You can't wait? Yeah. So tell her, I'm going to call her in the morning, this and that. And he's in a closed stall, let's just say. Talking away like there's no tomorrow. Imagine what's on that phone.
Yeah, and even just setting your phone down. I don't like purses. I hate purses. So I'll have my keys and my phone walk into like a gas station bathroom or something,
right?
Set it down.
There's a lot of reasons why I'm glad I'm a man. And one is that as a woman, you have to go use public restrooms and you have to sit down.
Yeah.
All the time.
It's gross. Like I said, if you're carrying something like your keys, you have to set them somewhere. So they're picking up germs.
This phone soap thing just makes me happy. Now, my wife's like, I think everybody should have germs. And I agree. I don't want to be this sanitized thing where you're constantly doing this. But you take the phone, you put it in this thing, you close the door 5 minutes later. I did it to my phone this morning before I came because it's sitting on my counter. You got to check it out. Their website is phonesoap.com, which is a great web. It's a great name for
How are you going to forget that?
A product, right? Phone soap. It's so great. And it's up on, Lindsay's going to put it up on Facebook via Arizona. And maybe that was her thing, that she wanted to sound like she was in the bathroom.
She probably did. She's a smart girl.
Maybe there was like a whole thing. But check it all out. And then vibe about it, as she mentioned, on your clean iPhone. 7:57 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone. I'm going to take a quick break and we'll get back right after this.